Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Batter up.
Hello, listeners, and welcome back to A Pod of Their Own's Mensch of the Week. I am Allison McCaig, and I am joined this week by my lovely co-hosts, Linda Surovich. Hello, Linda.
Hey, Allison.
And Maggie Wiggin. Hello, Maggie.
Hi, Allison.
So this week, our mensch of the week is someone who is very in keeping with the brand of this podcast. You may have seen that Maybelle Blair, original All-American Girls Baseball League player, won the Amazing Mets Foundation Legacy Award, and she was at a recent Mets game at Citi Field, and she was interviewed by Steve Gelbs, and they kind of had a whole day at Citi Field for her and a whole like agenda set up. She hung out with a bunch of players, a bunch of Mets staff. Alex Cohen was there. It was this whole big thing, and it was awesome, and it just made that whole thing made my heart so happy.
But like you said, I think we also need to give shout out, like another mensch adjacent to Alex Cohen, because again, I feel like this had her fingerprints all over it.
Like, oh, yes.
It's amazing, all these things that are happening now ever since the Cohens took over.
Yeah, I made this comment on Twitter, and we talked a little bit about it when Linda and I talked about attending Women's Day. But this is the palpable difference of the Cohen ownership, besides the obvious impact on, you know, payroll and spending. This is, I would argue, just as important, if not more important, this type of stuff, changing the culture of the franchise. And
well, just
it's
about
palpable.
Loving baseball, just yes, loving yes. baseball and showing that. And I don't see how, like, I don't understand how one could love baseball without loving Maybelle Blair and everything that she and her compatriots did to grow the game, to love the game themselves. Like, it's just a continuation of appreciating baseball for its own sake.
Yes, exactly. And that interview that she did with Steve Gelbs is like one of the best interviews SNY has ever done, honestly. I you know, besides my dog. No, way better even. But yes, like that was one of the, and Steve Gelb said it's one of the his favorite interviews he's ever done in his career, which says a lot because he's done a lot of good interviews and interviewed a lot of cool people, but Maybelle Blair tops them all. And the interview was really, really good. If you haven't watched it, SNY did tweet it out. So you should go back and watch it, and we'll tweet it from our socials and stuff like that. But go back and watch it. It is an incredible interview.
And she's just a delightful human.
Yes.
Can we talk about her cane that was a bat?
Oh, yes. My God, the bat cane. And how
she looked when she was walking towards the mound, she acted like she was going to die.
The bat cane was awesome, and it was captured perfectly by other mensch of the week. Yeah, this is the intersection of many mensches. By Dan, athlete, better known as Athlete Logos, made a logo of a neon of her that also had the bat cane, and it was perfect. One of my favorite neons he's ever done. Just an incredible work.
So distinctive and captures just this like energy that she brings. And, you know, again, like she's just someone who understands what it means to just love baseball and want to be a part of it, whatever way that looks.
Like, yeah. I had this image in my head of her in the bullpen, like giving them pointers.
Yeah, totally.
Because you know she was.
Totally. She's a living legend, you know, and a pioneer for women in baseball, and now obviously for queer folks in baseball as well. Just an incredible
human being. And the Mets
did make
a donation too.
Yes, yes, they did. They did. In her honor, which is just so good. I feel like as part of this segment, we would be remiss if we didn't mention the fact that A League of Their Own will now no longer air for a second season. We had lamented
even
way back
the short
when,
one.
I know. We had lamented way back when the news broke that it would just be like kind of a shortened second season. That it would get a second season, but it was going to be like 3 episodes, and it was just going to be like to wrap everything up, basically. But now, in part, in most, I don't want to blame the strike for this because that's what Amazon is doing. And it's nonsense. But they are saying it's partially because of the strike. But that's bullshit. They just don't want to, they're canceling the show. And it's sad. It breaks my heart. Because I know that Maybelle Blair loved the show and was a part of it and was part of consulting on it. And so it's just, yeah, pour one out for A League of Their Own. It was a good show, and it's really disappointing that we're not getting even like a shortened second season of it. It feels very like unresolved now.
Yeah, it's a sad loss. And, you know, I think both the show and Maybelle have done so much to raise the profile of queer women in sports. And I think, you know, there was a time where there was a real pushback against that image, because, you know, I think it was a response to this idea of like, oh, all women who play sports are lesbians, and in this current society we hate lesbians, and so that's bad. And then there was a pushback of like, no, not all women athletes are lesbians. But now it's like, a lot of them are, and that's great, and that's fine, and it doesn't
exactly
have to be this either or. And I just love that she has been so vocal about that. I think it's really important to like resetting our expectations of what women in sports are and can be, and queer is a big part of that.
Yes. And we've talked a lot about on this show in the past, when we talk about, you know, queer inclusion in sports, we talk about how women's leagues are often way ahead of men's leagues in this regard, partially because of the toxic masculinity involved in men's sports. We talk about how, you know, women's soccer and the WNBA are like miles ahead of their counterparts when it comes to inclusion of queer folks in professional sports and like out and proud professional athletes. And baseball has lagged very far behind because it doesn't have a women's professional counterpart the way that basketball and soccer do. So you don't have these prominent you know, very, very famous female athletes in the sport that are queer. And like, you really just have like Maybelle Blair. And like, yes, there are queer softball players playing at elite levels, but like, they don't have the same platform that say, you know, Megan Rapinoe has, or someone as famous as that, or, you know, Sue Bird, or other queer players in other sports. So we need to change that, is what I'm saying.
No kidding.
So yeah, Maybelle Blair, mensch of the week, just a legend and an icon, and everything.
I do also, that this I just want to add too, there's so much to talk about with Maybelle, and I don't want anyone to think that like we are going to short shrift her, because I know that we haven't gotten so much into like her history and her life, but we want to talk more about her. So yes, we're going to save some of the goodies for the future.
Yeah. Look for possibly an off season episode almost entirely about Maybelle. Because yeah, we could do a whole show and we could do a whole series. She deserves a whole podcast series, if we're being perfectly honest. We could do a whole podcast series about Maybelle Blair. But for now, we just want to shout her out because she won this award, because the Mets gave her this huge, awesome reception that she so deserves. And the fact that that is indicative of a changing culture at the Mets. So we're very happy to see that. And we wanted to acknowledge it. So
yay, Maybelle.
Yay, Maybelle.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino. With cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details. With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Thank you, Maybelle, for all you've contributed to, you know, baseball, and just it's history and it's culture. So yeah, hell yeah. We more on this to come. But in the meantime, you can go to homerunapplesauce.com to check out all of our fantastic pods. You can support our work by going to patreon.com/homerunapplesauce. You can follow Home Run Applesauce on Twitter and Instagram at @HRApplesauce. You can follow the show on Twitter and Instagram and Blue Sky and TikTok at A Pod of Their Own. You can follow each of us on Twitter and Blue Sky. I am at Petite PhD. Where are you, Linda?
At Linda Servage.
And you, Maggie?
At Maggie162.
Please subscribe to the podcast, Home Run Applesauce. Wherever you get your podcasts from, you'll get our entire suite of awesome podcasts. Please rate and review the show if you have a moment. It really helps people find it. The original intro and outro music to this podcast is by Bunga. Let's go, Mets. And don't forget, there's no crying in podcasting.